Good afternoon. I'm going to build on the presentation by Andrea Steffens and talk a little bit about a more broad case definition that we implemented this past season. So influenza-like illness is a surveillance case definition. It's relatively specific for flu, but it's not sensitive enough to capture all influenza cases and presentations of flu. Patients may present with a variety of symptoms, and of course there are many causes of ARI and ILI. But it's important for us to understand the complete picture of influenza disease burden, and that's including the deaths, hospitalizations, outpatient illnesses, and the home care unattended illnesses. And part of the reason for this is that understanding the complete picture allows us to differentiate seasons with a circulating virus that is more pervasive and causing just overall more infections versus a season where we have a truly more severe virus causing more severe disease. So to address the gap in ARI surveillance, we expanded our case definition and established the Acute Respiratory Infection Epidemiology and Surveillance Program, or ARIES. We implemented it in October this past year, and it just ended in May, so these are preliminary data. We used the same methods as the IISP, and so for this year, we had 29 clinics in 6 states in New York City, and they were all able to estimate their patient population size. They implemented an expanded ARI case definition that included at least 2 respiratory symptoms, one of which was fever, so that we had an umbrella case definition. And then they still collected at least 10 specimens from ARI patients each week and tested for influenza and other respiratory viruses. The providers themselves reported counts of ARI in aggregate to us, and then they could either report the counts of ILI or they could estimate their ILI proportion from the sampled ARI patients. And then, of course, ILI is defined as fever with cough or sore throat. And then incidence, again, was calculated as the patient population, with the patient population as the denominator. So shown here is the weekly percent of patient visits due to ARI and ILI in ARIES compared with ILI net in the dotted line down below. And so you can see here that we had a substantially higher proportion of visits are for general ARI. I think that's pretty well established, and so, but we saw a peak, about 20% of patient visits were for ARI, and 5.5% for ILI, and relatively consistent with ILI net, far smaller numbers. So shown here is the annual percent of visits for ARI and ILI by age group, and you can see the children aged 2 to 17, it's hard to tell in the ILI, but both in ILI and ARI, the 2 to 17-year-olds had the highest burden of ARI and ILI. And so this very busy graphic shows the weekly percent of total viral detections among ARI and ILI patients. And really, the only take-home message from this one is that we had a very large percentage of capture in both, regardless of case definition. We had an overall average of 60% among ARI patients and 65% in the ILI patients, with a drastic variability by week relative to which virus we were detecting. And then finally, I want to leave you with our preliminary cumulative incidence estimates of ARI and ILI visits associated with influenza and other respiratory viruses. The viruses are shown along the x-axis, and the rate per 1,000 persons is on the y-axis. And these estimates just demonstrate the substantial contribution of ARI to the overall burden of respiratory pathogens. Each of the respiratory pathogens, and also the cumulative contribution of the other respiratory viruses in addition to just influenza by itself. And that is all. Other than that, I'm sorry, I almost forgot my acknowledgement slide. And I just want to say thank you very much to the State Health Department folks who are and do so much work for this system.